Hallo und herzlich willkommen hier beim Podcast Das Geheimnis des Tees. Mein Name ist Ye Ming und ich bin Teemeisterin und Hypnosecoach. In der heutigen Folge, das ist eigentlich eine spontane Folge gewesen, denn ich nehme dich einmal an meinen Teetisch mit. Und das war wirklich spontan, als wir das Mikrofon aufgestellt haben und ich ein, zwei Fragen an meine Gäste gestellt habe. Und da kannst du einmal sehen, wie Tee Menschen zusammenbringen kann, wie Menschen über Sprachbarrieren hinaus verbindet. Und genau das möchte ich dir heute in dieser schönen und spannenden Folge einmal zeigen. Sie ist auf Englisch gehalten, deswegen switch einmal den Schalter in deinem Kopf um. Und ich freue mich, dir diese Folge präsentieren zu können. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge von Das Geheimnis des Tees. Heute möchte ich dich gerne einmal mitnehmen. Und zwar habe ich gerade sehr, sehr spannende Gäste am Teetisch. Und wir haben jetzt hier drei verschiedene Nationalitäten. Und wir unterhalten uns eigentlich irgendwie auf Englisch und auf Chinesisch und das ist ganz, ganz spannend. So, Huaning. Hello, welcome.
Hello, hello.
Hello, welcome. Hello. So, you all find your way today here for a good cup of tea. So first of all, thank you for coming. And then let me ask you, what inspires you to drink tea?
So thank you also Ye Ming or Inga for inviting us here to drink a good cup of tea. I started to drink tea before I get to the Chinese studies in Bratislava, and that was my a friend of mine who showed me a secret of tea.
coming back to the secret of tea, okay.
So, yeah, and then I went to China during my studies and I found out that the tea is something which I really like and which can be on my way through life every day,
daily life.
Yeah, and then I start to travel for tea and start to import tea, and I have a lot of tea friends. Mm-hmm. Like now, I met these two Chinese guys at the Berlin
Tea Festival,
and it was funny because they were in the rear of the outer stand, mm-hmm. and they had really nice tea. So I went there Shen Pang, she could not speak English, and I was like, how can come someone like sit there
and just
drink tea and not sell? No, so I was that was really that impressed me a lot.
And the tea
was amazing.
Yeah, the tea is amazing, right? We're drinking this tea right now, just for your information. So you're from China.
Yeah, 我从中国来。
很好。 And
你可以用中文，他可以用英文，没关系，你用英文，我用中文打，听不懂我请他。
你给他们翻译，我可以翻译。好。So you come into Berlin, how do you find the tea culture here and how do you feel here with your teas? Because your teas are really amazing and it's really good. She's very good into pu'er teas and I really so far I like this tea so much and I try to organize something for you later. How do you feel here with the tea culture? What is different for you from China to Germany or Europe in the tea culture?
简单的说，你来到柏林这个茶博会，你发现中国的茶文化是和我们的茶文化。 就是这里的古人的茶文化有什么明显的区别？首先呢，我觉得我来到就是柏林的时候，然后参加这个茶叶节，我觉得特别开心，因为在整个教堂里面全部都是人，就是几乎是水泄不通的。
大家都在这里喝茶品茶，然后来到我的这个茶展上呢，他们会问熟普洱、生普洱，他们都会知道哦，说云南哪里，西双版纳哦，西双版纳哪里，义乌或者瓜峰寨，我觉得特别开心，因为他们已经了解了很多关于茶的一些知识，包括就是它的产地，证明这边的人还是很喜欢喝茶的。但是要说到它和中国的这种茶文化的一个对比，就是我觉得中国人他更多的是在于向内求，它是更多精神的东西，
向内求
inside、
oh, okay.
更多精神上的东西，就是茶它不仅仅是一个饮品，它上升到一种精神层次的需求，就是我们可能不可一日无茶，就是每天都要喝茶，但是我们在茶里面获得了什么，我们获得了对这种自然的一个尊重敬畏，然后
敬畏是什么，
敬畏就是
就是要尊重自然规律，
然后我们也会学到就是如何和人去相处，因为就是回归到自然嘛。那其实茶它就是茶遇温度遇水而萌发，那就是在这
OKOK、okay, okay, 我还要
换一点，
我
说简单一点好，就是我们通过一杯茶可以获得更多的精神世界的东西，但是目前在德国这边我觉得大家还是追求在一个口感口感上就是还在物质层面这一点，就是他们可能会觉得我需要什么样的口感，我需要很多很强烈的味道拼在一起让它抓住我的味蕾，还有就是在价格上面对，所以就是但其实已经是一个非常好的开端，因为大家对茶有需求有认知，对，我还是很期待以后更深入的了解。
OK, I will try to shorten it, but I will try not to miss a point. So first of all, she's very happy that she came to this festival and she found that the church was full of people.
Yeah. I will give you a summary. Später, ich werde euch nochmal zu diesem Tee-Festival eine eigene Folge aufnehmen. Aber so far.
Yeah, and she was really happy that the church is full of people who really appreciate the tea culture, the taste of the tea, and that the people even understand that they ask like, oh, this is poor. They could recognize that the poor is from that there is a Sheng poor and a Shou poor. That there is a that it is from Yunnan, and that some even understand where is Guafengjai, and so she was really happy about finding out that people in Germany really can comprehend the tea culture. On the other hand, she mentioned that. The difference between this Chinese and German tea culture is in the approach to the tea as it is. For them, there it is more about Shenqing psychology. Shenqing,
philosophy.
Philosophy. Thanks. So it's more about philosophy, how to approach to the tea, how to approach to the nature, and how to comprehend the
it's
tea.
It's a lifestyle, maybe.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, thanks. So. And the Germans they are not just German but the European because there are a lot of people from all around the Europe, so the Europeans are searching more for the taste, the some kind of deep taste and not just taste but strong emotion from the tea. Strong aroma, maybe strong taste, and that is what they search for. So a lot of producers maybe can put some herbs or some scents to the tea, so that the customers can be more emotionally or more affected by the tea.
Let's say so. Maybe in China it's from the inside to the outside, and here it's from outside maybe to the inside. So it's more an outside thing. You're looking for taste. You're looking for maybe nice color, maybe something like this. But in the Chinese culture, it's included. I made a podcast episode for this. I said, how's the difference? In China, it's more for body balance. Is more you drinking tea in your daily life to stay healthy. So, in Europe, it's more you drink tea if you're sick the most time. Not on the tea festival, because the people already know tea. But it's completely lifestyle in the culture. You are, the tea is not only a cup of tea, and this is what we like to transport also with this podcast. So I'm very, very happy to give you a short cutout from one of my tea sippings here, because it shows you perfectly how people come together from different parts of the world and having topics and talking together and find some kind of relationship to each other. And this is, in my opinion, only possible with tea. Yeah, you have to talk about something. You find a connection, and you go not only here, so it always goes deep with the talking, with the speeches. And this is what I like to show you. And so thank you for this idea to make a short podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for being here and having a cup of tea together. 谢谢你们.
谢谢.